Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7:30 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is March 17th. So happy St. Patrick's Day to anyone who's celebrating it out there. Well, this we see today that markets are at an interesting juncture. Yesterday we had a rather weak close on Wall Street, although it only closed down on the day, or really it was more or less flat on the day. And today we see that the S&P is up over 2%, the Nasdaq is close to 3%, and the Dow is up 1.7%. But what we see right across a whole swathe of stock markets is that we've had good rallies, impressive rallies last week, which has pulled a lot of these markets that have broken to the downside back upwards to test the lower side of those four-month ranges. With the S&P, we are 30 points off of 800, and the Dow Jones is 700 points off of 8,000. But you look at Europe, the important numbers for both the FTSE and the DAX are 4,000, and the DAX is currently hovering around that level. FTSE is about 140 points away from it. So this is the big question. Will it or won't it? Are we going to see markets breaking upwards back into those ranges and potentially going onwards to test the upper side of those ranges? Or are we going to see this rally that was so impressive last week peter out as they test the lower side of these ranges and take out the lows that we saw put in a couple of weeks ago? So there's a big ask here, and the signs are that we could indeed get the push up into this range. I think there is, if we are to put percentages on this, I think our percentage is probably in terms of 60-40, because there is still a high degree of uncertainty out there. But I want to look at the dollar, because we've seen that the dollar weakened quite considerably over the last week. And relative to the euro, it's at 130 from approximately 123 a couple of weeks ago. And relative to the euro, the dollar has, or the euro has broken its progression of lower highs and looks like it's going to strengthen from here. Now, there is still that open question whether it's going to range around this level a while longer, but we are starting to get the conditions coming through for a weaker dollar. And if we have a weaker dollar, that is the one safe haven that hasn't had a pullback at all. And if the dollar starts to weaken, then we could see some of the cash that has been built up on the sidelines getting put back into other markets. And stock markets must be one of the main destinations for any cash that is out there on the sidelines, for the simple reason that we do continue to see that a lot of markets are relatively oversold. We did have that good rally in the last couple of weeks, but if we see markets starting to push back up into these ranges, then that could start to change the minds of a lot of investors for at least a short-term trade. We would reach another juncture if we saw markets pushing towards the upper, or major markets such as Wall Street or a lot of those European indices pushing back up towards the upper side of their ranges. What we also continue to see is that in Asia, we are having good technical action. The Asian dollar index is firming up once more, so those Asian currencies aren't as under as much pressure as they have been. China put in a good day today, so did India, and we had a generally firm day across the region. The Nikkei, or the Japanese market, is also worthy of mention because it was up over 3% today, as indeed was Australia. But because we've had this weakness in the yen feeding through in here, and with the euro-yen rate testing the upper side of that range, and the yen weakening against a range of other currencies, and now also including the US dollar, then that is a support for the export-dependent Japanese market. There's no country wants a strong currency in here at the moment, and of course, that has been true for quite a while, but given the competitive forces of globalization and the competitive devaluation that's going on in here right now in order to help support these stock markets or support these economies, then every country is seeking to have a weaker currency. We saw some very strong action by the Swiss central bank last week, and that is a clear indication that they want a weaker currency. The Japanese also want a weaker currency, and it would appear to be only a matter of time before the US administration calls a halt to the strengthening of the US dollar. It has been conducive to the attempts to sell the vast amount of debt that the US is issuing to have a strong dollar. And when everything else has been going down, certainly having that stronger dollar has helped to instill confidence in US dollar denominated assets. But this strong dollar is also being a stiff headwind for US exporters. So it would appear to be only a matter of time that we see a weakness, some weakness creeping in for the US dollar, and it does appear to be rather closer than I think a lot of people are looking for. Industrial metals were relatively quiet in here today. We had that that very strong day on copper yesterday, held on to most of the gain today. It was down just over 2.5 cents, but held on to that upward break. And the industrial metal complex generally looks to be in base formation development, with relative strength being put in there by copper, lead, and zinc. Nickel is also firming around this $10,000 level, and the risks do appear to be to the upside rather than the downside. Gold was a little bit weaker in here today, as was silver, and platinum was a little bit firmer. Platinum has been quite consistent in the fact that it has had these relatively lengthy ranges with upward breaks that have been sustained over the last few months. And relative to gold, it is still relatively cheap. Gold continues to hover around this $9,000 level, relatively consistent in terms of the progression of higher lows, upwards from $700. It had got more con the chart consistency characteristics had become more consistent as it approached $1,000. It's lost some of its consistency as it consolidates this impressive gain below $1,000. But it would really need to pull back significantly and break the progression of higher lows to offset scope for this to be just that, a consolidation, prior to gold pushing upwards at some point in the short to medium term. The treasury markets were also weaker in here today. Gilts continue to hold on to the majority of their gain, and they are being supported, I think, in the main by the speculation that the Bank of England is in there purchasing the gilt. On the other hand, we see that just about every other government bond price is pulling back from its highs. We see today that treasuries are down almost a full point at 124. They're well off their highs, up there at 142. And we should also keep to the front of our minds that the treasury market led on the upside and peaked before other government bond markets. If we do start to see any rally that may occur or may continue in stock markets getting some legs, then there is potential for these government bond prices to come down a bit more quickly. And they are remarkably expensive given the yields that are available in the current environment. And you really do have to be pricing in some pretty bad deflationary pressures, and the prospect for growth in the global economy not really appearing anytime this year or next to have confidence that these government bond prices are a buy at these levels rather than looking for an opportunity to sell. And with that, I think I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time.